Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Patricia David has been rhyming words for years, encouraged in her early teens by her mother to write poetry. Many poems written and lost over the years. Married to the love of her life, Fred, in 1959, they have 4 kids, 10 grandkids, and 7 great-grandkids. Over the years, Patricia has studied God's Word daily, continued to write, and when sharing some of her poems with friends, the decision was made to make tracts of them by adding scriptures that fit the poems. She asked God to use her to touch the lives of others with comfort and fill them with the great love that God has given to her. Well, the result? 4 books that spread the joy of the Lord. Meditation, Set Your Affections on Things Above, Colossians 3:2, Drawing Closer to God, and God to God, and Hear the Knock. And author, poet Patricia David is our guest on This Week in America. Patricia, welcome to the program. It's a delight to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be there.
I mentioned a little bit of the background and writing poetry at an early age. Talk about when did you become interested in writing poetry? What age was that?
Oh, my. Probably around 8 or 9. But the poems didn't make a whole lot of sense. They were a lot of sing-song type things, you know.
Yes.
And my mother, when I was 13 years old, she asked to see the latest poem I had written. And I had written one called God's Voice. And she said, oh, that's really good. And so that's the one I'm going to read to you right now. God is all around us, and his presence we do feel. When we seek his wisdom, and to his voice we yield. Nothing satisfies us like his holy voice coming in the midnight hours and makes our soul rejoice. Let his words of wisdom never go away. We always can say or use them some other day.
That is so well done. Well, your first one, which is just absolutely incredible. For most of us, we go back and look at our first, I'll call it, attempt at poetry. And in fact, we probably don't have it anymore. We got rid of it years ago. But that is really something that is so well done and shows the talent that you're now sharing with the people all across the world in the 4 books that you have written. Patricia A. David is our guest on the program. You'll find her books at pageturner.us in the bookstore, at Patricia's website, which is patriciadavidbooks.com. Mention your mother, the influence she had. Were there people that encouraged you to write poetry at an early age?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe not such an early age, but yes. All along they would, my teachers would tell me at school, even that the poetry that I would write, they would read it to the class. And so that encouraged me. And my mother also, she would talk to the pastor, and one time we had Pastor Hord and his wife Charlene, and we were talking to them, and I was reading some poetry to them, and they said, oh, you need to get that printed. And so, needless to say, we're working on that now too. So that's about it.
Well, it's amazing how this went from, you know, writing poetry and people complimenting you and saying, we need to share this poetry, you need to share it. And now the 4 books that are out there, I understand you're working on more. And it will be fun in the conversation today to find out when you made that decision to actually take these thoughts, these poems, and publish them. When do you write the poems? You have so many, and it seems like it's sort of like when they start flowing, they really come, don't they?
Oh, they do. I can write up to 6 or 7 poems at a sitting. They just kind of flow out. Some of the times he has me start writing poetry at like 2 a.m. in the morning. And I keep talking to the Lord about maybe changing his hour times. he doesn't do that.
That's right. We adjust ours a couple times a year. The least he can do is adjust his to be closer to our schedule. So sometimes it's not during normal business hours is what you're saying when you get the inspiration.
That's right. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's during the night and the Bible study and someone may say, you know, something a word that I catch a phrase or something, and I basically it has a rhyming word, so that comes into my mind, and I just start with that.
You mentioned that sometimes you're writing multiple poems, doing them at the same time. Talk about that. How difficult is that? You've got one thought and you're working on it, and another thought comes to you. It seemed like that would be challenging to go back and forth between these poems, these thoughts, and to write them down.
They seem to agree. And basically, what I'm writing, it keeps going. And there are times when I have one little thought and one word, and God will put a sentence together for me. It's amazing. I just I can't get over how he works through me, and it's a very humbling experience to know that God is using me at my age.
Yeah, to touch people, and you've been doing such a remarkable job. Talk about the impact you have on people with the writing. What's that like, and the responsibility you have, because you have people that will turn to you when things are going difficult circumstances in their lives, where they're looking for that hope that you have, that sense of fulfillment that you have. Talk about being able to impact people with your words.
Well, God never leaves us. If we have Jesus in our life and in our hearts, he never leaves us, never forsakes us. And Lord is always with us everywhere we go. So no matter where we're at, he hears our prayers. And I just praise him for that, I know that he's always on the line. He never hangs up on me. And I just praise him for the fact that I know that, and I can take comfort in that.
And share that with people literally around the world. I'm going to give you all of the different bookstores, the main bookstores, the countries the books are available. You'll find them for sale, for example, all the Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more available in all the different formats. So you literally are touching people around the world. And it's interesting when you think of that and the reach that you've had and the number of people that you might have turned their lives around by your poetry. What has it done to you? How have the messages of your poems affected you? Have you grown spiritually, even in writing these poems?
Oh, yes. Yes. God has definitely touched my life. And I just find real peace in knowing that he's in control and not me. And I wait for him to give to me whatever he wants to give to me the day.
You put scripture with your poems.
Oh, and I put, every time I write a poem, I put scripture verses with it too. So people know where I'm getting the words from. They're not from me, they're from God.
Yeah, that's interesting, the research that goes into what you do. Patricia David, the books are Meditation, Set Your Affections on Things Above, Corinthians 3 and Colossians 3:2, Drawing Closer to God, God to God, and Hear the Knock. I mentioned the books are available worldwide. Talk about translating these poems into other languages. Is that being done, and how challenging is that?
I don't know if they are yet or not, but I heard from some of the people that they're giving them to missionaries to take to their field that they're going to be serving in. Basically they will be trying to translate them into the words that are the same as our words here. So I pray that that's a real challenge to them, and that they can do that for God, and that people will come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior through this whole episode.
You know, it's interesting, as we approach holiday time and we think of gifts for people, a lot of people who have everything, it's like, okay, what do we gift them? I'm thinking, boy, this is a perfect gift, but we really don't have to wait for a holiday, do we? I mean, there's so much going on in the world. It's a great way to say thank you. It's a great way to say, I know it's a stressful life that we're all living now, but here are words that will comfort you. The books really make good gifts, don't they?
Oh, they certainly do. And, they challenge people too. It's not just the fact that they're good reading or rhyming or whatever, but the fact that they give inspiration to turn into God, to turn to God and to ask God to come into their life and to save them from hell, because hell is a very real place. And we hear about it in the Bible, and people have said that they've been there. So
yes,
you just kind of take their word for that.
Patricia David, our guest on the program, author of Meditations, Drawing Closer to God, God to God, and Hear the Knock, book available at pageturner.us in the bookstore. The usual places, I'll go through those again before we conclude the interview. PatriciaDavidBooks.com is Patricia's website. I want to talk a second about the inspiration for the individual poems. You mentioned you use Bible verses with each of those. Are the poems based on Bible verses?
Yes, they are.
And how much research goes into choosing what you're going to do? Or do these messages just sort of come to you, the inspiration, or do you go looking for different topics, subjects for the poems?
No, I really don't go looking for anything. I basically just sit down to write, and God provides the inspiration. I'll get maybe two or three words that have a meaning to them that I think is inspirational, and then they just start flowing, and so I just start writing, and that's how I get my poetry.
It's really a unique way, isn't it, of writing? You hear so many people that are struggling. They get the writer's block. They're not sure where to go. It sounds like you don't have that problem. You've got these ideas. They may be at 3 o'clock in the morning, but you get these ideas to write the poetry.
Yeah, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I keep telling the Lord, please don't wake me up so early.
Well,
but he doesn't listen.
No, and it's worth it, and that's the good thing. Besides Jesus, who in the Bible inspires your writing?
Well, I've always loved to listen to poetry. I don't remember all the names of people that I've heard.
Yes,
but when they touch a string or strand in my heart and my mind, they're the ones that I probably do relate to more.
Yes. What has this been like for you to go from writing poetry at a young age and having that experience in there where you were probably writing poetry, but life comes along and you've got children, you've got grandchildren, you've got real life to take care of. And then the decision to start writing these books, what's this been like for you to have your message out there, your thoughts out there and shaping the lives of people? How exciting is this? How fulfilling is this for you?
It's amazing. I just can't even fathom how many people this is touching. I know that people tell me that they are, my words are going to thousands and thousands of people, and I just, it's unreal. I can't believe it. God is using me in this way. It's just, especially at my age, I'm 79 now. So, It's a matter of timing, I guess, with God, and when He can get my attention and the words that He puts in my mind.
Well, a very young 79, a vibrant 79, and helping shape the lives of so many people. What are you working on now? I'm sure the thoughts have not stopped coming to you. I'm sure that you are still writing. What are you working on now?
Well, I'm looking for. The phrase is abide and dwell. So I want, asking the Lord to give me things that go with the word abide, because we abide in Christ, and dwell where He's dwelling within us. So I haven't written any poetry on that subject yet, but that's what I'm planning on doing.
What is
Lord
this?
Willing.
And it sounds like the Lord is willing, so it's just getting you awake so you're able to work with Him to come up with these books. What's this like for your family? I mentioned all of the kids and the grandkids and the friends who encouraged you in the beginning, and now you're a published author, the four books that we're talking about on the program today, the others that you're working on. What's this been like for everybody? Because it's Patricia David, not just grandma or friend, but published author.
Sadly to say, my kids are just grown and they've got their own families and they're doing their own thing. And
We're just here
by ourselves, and the Lord is with us too. So basically we just go from day to day, and sometimes I'll have nothing to write that day. And other times I'll have a whole page or 2 pages or 3 pages of poems to write. And they just come on automatically. And I don't understand it any more than anybody else does, but it's just God is working in me. And I thank him for that because it's my way of keeping younger, I think.
Well, it's working.
Keeping on top of everything.
It's working. And I think there's a message there as well. Sometimes when things happen, spend a little less time questioning why they're happening and just go with them and enjoy them and follow where you're, the area that you're driven in. And that's what you've done with the books. Mention the Page Turner. You've been working with them in all of the books, and all the 4 books are available at Page Turner. What's that experience been like working with Page Turner, your publisher on the project?
Well, it's been wonderful. They call me periodically and we get to talk and they encourage me in my writing. And so I just, I'm real thankful for them and thanking them that, you know, that they got me in this direction. I guess all the poems that I've written over the years, a lot of them have been lost or fallen into the trash or whatever, you know, and never ever able to remember all those that I wrote. So I'm just praising the Lord that he's given me a new springboard, you know, to get going with.
Well, and he has, and it's working. The books are Meditations, Drawing Closer to God, God to God, and Hear the Knock, 4 in all. Now, you'll find them at all the Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. You just Google Patricia A. David Author or Patricia David Books or the titles of any that I mentioned, Meditations, Drawing Closer to God, God to God, and Hear the Knock, and it will take you there. You get information on all 4 of the books there. And Patricia's website is patriciadavidbooks.com. We'll have all that for you up on our website. Patricia, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully next book, we'll have a chance to talk about that as again, congratulations on the success with all of the poetry, the lives that you're touching. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today.
Well, thank you for your time with me too, Rick. I appreciate that.
Really enjoyed that. And I mentioned your husband, Fred, earlier, and I thank him for his assistance. The video version of this, by the way, is up on our YouTube channel. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on and look at the video. And it's setting up the video and working with you and getting this all set today. So, Patricia, thank you for being with us on the program. It's Patricia David, author of Meditations, Drawing Closer to God, God to God, and Hear the Knock. Send you to pageturner.us in their bookstore, Patricia's website, patriciadavidbooks.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.